Hi, I'm John Dutton with KC Cafe Radio. The 2015 Folk Alliance Region Midwest Conference returns for another four-day run beginning Thursday, October 22nd. This year, the conference moves to a new location, the Sheraton Hotel in Iowa City, Iowa. In addition to a variety of seminars and workshops geared towards musicians and those in the music industry on topics ranging from songwriting to the business of music, the conference brings an outstanding crop of musicians to the stage in a series of showcase performances that are open to the public. Co-coordinator for this year's conference is Smitty Smith, who is no stranger to the music scene. He is the primary force behind Pump House Concerts, a music venue that brings live music to the East Lansing, Michigan area. It's my pleasure to welcome Smitty Smith to KC Cafe Radio. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks, John. Just to be here.
Yeah, well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about Folk Alliance Region Midwest. And, of course, a lot of folks are familiar with Folk Alliance International. They may not be aware of the regional organizations that are a part of that. Tell us about Folk Alliance and what Folk Alliance Region Midwest is.
Sure. Folk Alliance International as an organization, as are the regional organizations, is dedicated to supporting and promoting traditional and modern folk and roots music and dance. And so the international organization, a large organization, their conference is a few thousand people every year in Kansas City these days. And then there are five regional organizations, and FARM, Folk Alliance Region Midwest, covers the Midwest part of the United States and Canada, the prairie states in Canada, and all the Midwest of the U.S. So there's the same mission, similar setup. We have a conference every year and promote traditional and contemporary folk and roots music and dance.
And the conferences, that's pretty much your big event every year. But you, to touch on this a little bit, you had a sort of a unique event earlier this year.
Yeah, about every other year, because our territory is so large and because it's logistically difficult to move the conference every year, we tend to pick a location and stay there for 3 years. So what we'll do in the spring, about every other year, is have a one-day conference, which we call Farm Et, and do that in a different part of our territory. So Ohio's been the location for that this past spring.
Yeah.
Great, sort of a mini version of our conference, a one-day version, a few workshops, a bunch of showcases, and just a great sense of community that everybody's there.
Now, speaking of the conference that's coming up in October, Iowa City, that's a new location for the Folk Alliance Region Midwest, or otherwise known as the FARM Conference. Tell us about the decision to go to Iowa City, Iowa, and what you're looking forward to there.
Sure. We were in St. Louis for 3 years, where you were great to have you along there, John. And then before that, we were in Chicago. So we looked at many locations around the Midwest, from St. Paul, Minneapolis, to places in Wisconsin, Madison, and out in Nebraska and Ohio and Iowa. And between the facilities available and the local interest in hosting the conference and economic considerations, Iowa City won out. And that's where we will be this year and the next 2 years following.
Yeah, and of course, a new location. You hinted to a little bit before we started the interview here. The new location also bringing some new features to the 2015 conference. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, one of the things that happened this year, David G. Smith is a very well-known folk musician in the Iowa area, and he does quite a bit of work with seniors. So between him and Robin Lee Garber, they've set up what we're calling Songs for Seniors. And the first day of the conference, we really wind up and we start off in the afternoon on Thursday. But Thursday morning, David G. and Robin Lee and Dave Moore, another very well-known musician around the Iowa City area, will each take a team of three other volunteer musicians that are attending the conference, and they'll go to three senior facilities in the Iowa City area and perform for the residents at these facilities. So we think it's a good way to reach out to the community and kind of give back a little bit to the folks from our community to theirs.
Yeah. And Iowa City, I remember last year when you announced Iowa City as the new conference location, one of the things that attracted you to Iowa City was the fact that there is a very strong arts community there, and the conference location is actually in the center of that community.
Yeah, the Sheraton is on a three-block pedestrian mall right next to the University of Iowa. And in fact, one of the things that some of our musicians will be doing this year is they'll be out busking on the pedestrian mall, performing for the public in between other events at the conference.
And of course, out on the mall, one of the places where you can enjoy music, but another opportunity that we hope a lot of folks will take advantage of if they're in the neighborhood are the main showcases. And even if you're not scheduled to be a part of the conference or registered for the conference, you can take advantage of the entertainment. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we call it Taste of Farm. And what the public can do is come in for the evening performances, which includes the official showcases, the DJ and venue presenter showcase, the keynote address, as well as more performances later on in the evening. And for $20 for any one night or $50 for all three nights, anybody from the public can come in and enjoy some great regional and national folk and roots music acts at the conference.
Yeah, and someone that has benefited from this from the past several years of the conference, you have some very outstanding talent, and I'm sure no doubt there will be more of the same this year. Tell us a little bit about the process. You know, we were saying before the interview started that this is not your typical open mic. Matter of fact, it isn't an open mic. It is carefully considered, carefully selected process. Tell us about the process of selecting the musicians that appear in your official showcases.
Sure. Well, the official showcase is a juried event, and we've got some DJs and venue operators and other well-known people in the music scene around the Midwest, eight different judges that take this year we had about 130 entries, pick 14 artists, so about 1 in 10 make the cut to be in the official showcase. And they get to perform at a time during the conference on Friday night and Saturday night when nothing else is happening. So people focus on their performance. And it's a pretty coveted spot within the Folk Alliance Region Midwest Conference. And we're excited about our lineup this year and looking forward to hearing from all these artists.
Yeah, and speaking of that lineup, I think you have some outstanding musicians you were telling me about before we started the recording. Tell us who folks will hear from.
Focus on three of them. Heather Steika is a singer-songwriter from Chicago, grew up in Chicago, and recently has been living out in the Boston area, actually just the coast of Maine, a little bit outside of Boston, and is coming back to the conference this year and was granted one of the official showcase spots. And she'll be performing, and I think she has a new CD that just came out, Teacup Wanderings, I believe it's called. But Heather will be performing. Another guy that I've known for a while, Tom Mason, who's out of Nashville, Tennessee. Tom has performed with Phil Lee and a bunch of other folks, and while he submitted for the showcase with his folk music, the interesting thing about Tom is, if I could use that word in a positive manner, is that he does pirate-related songs. And you'll be able to hear those probably during his other performances besides the official showcase. But he has a band that goes down to Jamaica for 2 weeks every year, and they play pirate-related songs. And they're not, you know, your typical in-the-bar kind of pirate songs. These are very well-written songs about historical events concerning pirates and other things that are pretty entertaining as well as educational, if you will.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds educational and fun all at the same time.
It is. He's got songs about what it was like to be conscripted onto a pirate ship where you thought you were signing up to serve in the Navy, and then, in fact, you came stuck on this boat for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years and had no way to get home. What was that like, leaving your family behind and being surprised? It's songs of that nature. Another band from the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area is Mike Mangione and the Union. And Mike and his brother Tom are both great guitar players, and they've got a band that includes a cello and a fiddle player, as well as a percussionist, and they play all around the Midwest of the United States. In fact, have a couple of great records out, and they're one of our official showcase artists. Very up-tempo, entertaining, lively band that I think people will really enjoy.
Did I get it correct? There are 31 showcase performers in this year's conference over the three nights.
If you count there's the official showcase, and there's also what we call the DJ and venue presenter showcase, where a set of DJs that are attending the conference are asked to each present an artist of their choosing, and then several of the venue operators, you know, people that present music at venues, like myself, I'm not part of that. I'm more in charge of the whole conference, but folks from some larger venues as well as smaller ones each choose an artist to present during the DJ venue showcase, which is on Thursday night.
Yeah. So three nights of music, 31 musicians total. Sounds like it would be a pretty penny to get in the door, but actually that's not the case, is it?
No. I mean, you can buy tickets ahead of time through the website links that we'll talk about, or you can just show up at the conference and at the registration desk, buy your ticket for that night or for all three nights. And besides the official showcases, on Friday night, we have Greg Brown, who anybody around the Midwest knows is a very well-respected, iconic folk musician. He'll be our keynote speaker. We have a couple of awards that we're going to present. And then after the official showcases, there are some other performances by the artist that we call Performance Lane, a 10-minute acoustic set. And if the folks really want to stick around between midnight and 2 a.m., there are 13 hotel rooms that will each be presenting music simultaneously between midnight and 2 a.m. each night.
And if folks are interested in purchasing tickets for this event, where should we send them?
Farmfolk.org will get you to the website. And once you get there, if you look at the drop-down menu for the public performances, which we call Taste of Farm, you can buy your tickets to get in to see the public performances through the evening, or register for the whole conference if you want to take advantage of the various workshops and panels we've got going on, or the daytime performances, or any of the other activities that happen during the 4 days of Farm. And in fact, there's one of the things I forgot to mention is new this year. On Sunday, we're going to have a performance at the Mill by Ronnie Cox, who people probably know as much as a TV actor. He was in Deliverance and one of the banjo playing guys in Deliverance. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he was on the Star Trek TV series a couple times as one of the bad guy captains that went rogue. I forget the character's name. He's also a folk musician. So Ronnie will be doing, he'll be at the conference all weekend, and we'll be doing a special performance on Sunday at the Mill at 3 p.m. If you register for the conference, you can attend that performance, or there are public tickets available for that also.
Yeah, and of course, I think the early bird registration has passed for the conference, but you still can be registered for the entire conference if you like. Now, and you can,
sure.
Is it correct? You can walk in if you want and register on the spot?
You sure can, and it's not prohibitively expensive. I think if you, and I'm bad at memorizing these numbers, but I think if you walk up the day of the conference and want to register for the entire conference, it might be $130.
So it is Iowa City, Iowa. That's the place to be beginning Thursday, October 22nd, the Folk Alliance Region Midwest Conference coming to that facility. It is a new location. They have new features, some outstanding music, and either come for the conference and hang out with them all day and all night, or take advantage of the music with the evening showcases. And 31 musicians over three nights, and I think if I remember, the three-night ticket package is about $50. You can't beat that.
No, great value for the amount of music you're going to hear and the quality of the musicians that you're going to hear.
Farmfolk.org is the website to visit. If you're on the KC Cafe radio website, you'll find a link to it on our right sidebar there. Just scroll down a bit. You'll see the link to the conference, and you can go directly to the information about the evening showcases, or just click on the 2015 conference link at farmfolk.org. Smitty Smith, thanks a lot for being with us, and good luck on the conference this year.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate your support.